Imagine this is like what, like the press conference newsroom, like the White House was like. It was just a bedroom. It was just like us three in here, just being like going live.
The national state of emergency is back in effect. The president would like everyone to know we're not getting out of it ever.
Once again.
At this time, we'll take questions from a few good looking people.
None of you ugly speak up.
Amazing. Hi, Keon.
Hi.
What's going on?
I'm sitting in a bed with you again.
Oh my God.
Can you believe that?
It's actually so weird.
I don't know what number episode this is, but it's been a lot.
It's deja vu times maybe 15.
I know. I thought I would have quit by now.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You said you thought you would have quit by now.
Yeah. Can you believe I could stand it this many times?
I can. I feel like you're a very regimented
Ooh.
Human.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like a Marine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just like a Marine, actually. It's exactly like, what I was thinking.
I know. And I have the body to prove it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Would you like to flash the class?
I mean, I can give you like just a little
bit.
Just a little something. One time, excuse the chest hairs. I know they're a little minute, but one time I, sometimes I, you know, unbutton a little bit because it's like, what's wrong with having a little TT out here and there?
The TT.
Yeah. Nipples covered, of course. But one time, I was in an elevator with a plastic surgeon, and we were just standing there going down, and he goes, you know, I can zip all those hairs off for you.
Not zip them.
Yep, zap them.
Zap them.
Yeah, zip and zap them.
Zip. Yep. Zip, zap, hair be gone.
Mm-hmm. Zippity doo dah, all them hairs right off.
Would you ever zap them?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I've never, like, at this point in my life, I've never wanted chest hair.
Said it's not it for
it's
you.
It's not for me.
I have a friend who did his face. Like, did his chin, oh, like his beard.
Yeah, that's too far for me.
Because it's kind of crazy, huh?
I feel like there's going to be a moment in my life I want that back.
Yeah.
Even though, you know me, like, I literally shave and I can't even get it off, actually.
Yeah.
Like, I shaved this morning, like, literally 20 minutes before I came here. Mm-hmm. You can still see it.
No, yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it never comes off.
I mean, if I had a beard growing, best believe I'd be getting it zapped.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean as you now?
Like me now, yeah.
Right. Okay.
I wouldn't. No, yeah, not me as a man. Yeah. If I were a man, I actually really like beards. Mm. So I probably would keep my beard if I were a man. But
right.
As a female, it's definitely a little bit of a struggle. Well, you know, I've got to get rid of facial hair.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I rocked a beard for a very long time, as you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I first met you, I think you had a beard.
No, I had a beard. Okay, let's be honest. I've had a beard since I was 12. I've had a beard more of my life than I feel like I haven't at this point.
Wow.
For real.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, because it's just so there. So there were a lot of years I just like rocked a beard in my youth because it's just like, I guess I was lazy. I don't know what it was really. Mm-hmm. I had a beard. That was the thing. And then I always wondered because I was like, it's so weird. I was at this point in my career where I was like, why do I have a million monthly listeners on Spotify, but nobody follows me on anything? And I was like, there's some weird disconnect. And I was like, I bet you it's this fucking beard.
I remember you saying this.
And then I shaved my beard off. And I'm not even kidding you. Mm-hmm. I literally think I got like 600,000 TikTok followers within like 2 months since my beard was
gone. That's crazy. Yeah, so when you started your TikTok account, you had a beard?
No.
No.
I mean, like, I kind of posted, like, a little bit, you know? But, like, when my first viral post had happened, I did not have a beard. That's a lie. That's a lie. I had a beard in my very first viral post.
The one with your dog.
The one with my dog.
Yeah.
Shout out to you, Squirrel, for making me famous.
Hey.
Daddy loves you. That's why your house is getting bigger each year. Yeah. But then after that, I had shaved my beard off. And I remember I made jokes before, and I was like, there's one thing about me on TikTok they don't like is when I'm singing.
Isn't that hilarious?
But it really was just the beard in the end.
It was the beard.
Yeah.
I'm surprised, actually. I mean, I guess I can't be.
Yeah.
I'm guessing the majority of users on TikTok are probably younger, like a younger audience. I would guess probably between the ages of like 15 and 20.
Right. And I think when you're 15,
you don't
see a guy with a full ass beard.
Yeah,
you think they're 40.
Right. It's giving old man.
Right.
Which is wild, but right. I get it.
But I was 16 with one.
Crazy.
You know?
Did you like rock it in high school?
Yeah, but I was like embarrassed when I was in high school. Yeah. Like I actually was like super insecure about it because yeah. I was just like, wow. I don't know. I felt like everybody else wanted one and mm-hmm. I hated mine. But you know, that's how life is.
I don't really remember many like boys having the ability to grow a proper beard in yeah. high school.
Yep.
So I feel like that's kind of a slay.
No.
If you could do it. But then you would feel, but then you feel like you're the odd man out, though. I get that.
Yeah, too. But also like that's not my vibe. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like for real. Like
little I'm just 16-year-old
like, a 16-year-old me with a beard. Like I just it didn't work for me. Even though it did work, it didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I feel more myself now.
No, that's a, that, I mean, I feel like ultimately but, people do seem to.
Yeah.
Your numbers have gone up. I can't lie. Is
yeah,
all I'm saying.
Yeah. They like the younger.
They like the fresh face, the baby yeah, face.
Yeah. But I still won't zap it off because it's not like I actually don't not like it. I just think there's a time and a place. And I think that's in my 40s.
No, that's a slay.
Yeah. 40-year-old beekeeper.
The beekeeping age yeah. of 40. Mm-hmm. You'll be ready right. for your beard to come
but
back.
But I will zap my titty hairs off. No questions asked.
No questions
I don't
asked.
Want them. Anymore.
Can I be there when you do it? I want to see what it's like.
You're going to look at me with my nipples out?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can come. he told me that we can film it. He's like, oh yeah, come to the office. I'll Seriously? Zap them off and we'll film it.
I would do, just to test it out, I'd do my arm first, see how it feels.
Oh, really?
Because otherwise, I would consider doing like my bikini area too, but I'm just like, I want to see what it feels like first.
Well, you know, actually, I wasn't nervous about it before, but then I had seen some people saying that like they got their hair lasered off and then it ended up scarring the skin. Like some people like just can't.
And that's bad. Shout out. Listen, for the people who know how to work a laser and not make you scar, because it's difficult, obviously, when you're like a person with more melanin in your skin, you're more prone to scarring.
Oh, you are?
You are. Yeah. So like it's actually something that's often not advised for darker skinned people. Any type of laser, like any of those like facial treatments you see or anything where people are doing laser treatments, they usually it's like the Cool Laser, for example, mm-hmm. is the only one that I know specifically is supposed to not affect you if you have issues with hyperpigmentation. Mm. But for most people, that's like a thing. And I wonder if doing the laser hair removal would cause hyperpigmentation for me.
But I don't think it's not hyperpigmentation. It's a literal scar.
Yeah, but
it's
that's
the heat.
No, but that's the thing. When people with darker skin scar... Yeah. Often it scars darker, not lighter. Mm. So then you end up with darker scars than like invisible ones. Like light people don't know, but it's like amazing that you guys can like scar light. We scar real dark
scar
sometimes.
Scar light, scar bright, first scar. What is that?
I don't know. You know I feel like I've heard it though.
I wish I may. I wish what I might that? Have the dream I dream tonight. What is that?
Oh, what is that?
Oh no. Tell me if y'all know.
Please. Hey daddy. Hey mommy. Get in the bed and let's party. Hey daddy. Hey mommy. Get in the bed and let's party.
Hey, 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 hey.
Shake of the week. Oh my gosh.
Give me it.
Okay. So this is gonna sound like a hater. And I guess I am being a hater.
Yes.
My ick of the week is people who are giant fans of horror and Halloween.
Whores?
Horror.
Oh, horror. I was like, people who are giant fans of whores on Halloween. That's right. Lock them all up. That's what
Actually,
I've always said.
I prefer the whores on Halloween to horror on Halloween. That. I would definitely take the whores over the horror.
Right.
But... So recently I was at dinner and my friends were talking about like going to like this super, super scary haunted, like, I guess it's a haunted house, but it's really like a ginormous haunted house. It's very big. Mm-hmm. We've gone several years in the past. And for some of our friends, this is like their ritual. They do it every year. It's something that I get dragged along to and everybody knows it's not my thing. I think every year I complain about going.
Right.
I've actually like tried to get out of it in the past and still somehow end up going. But nonetheless, I think it's just funny to me because I don't think I realized until these last like maybe like 4 or 5 years how much Halloween is just like not my holiday. And I tried to make it fun for myself by like adding in a cute little pumpkin party that I was doing for a while that like, you know, was arts and crafts and it was food and fun. And that was cute. That helped me like it a little bit more. But lately, it seems like I've been surrounded by so many people who are huge scary movie horror fans who love just the act of being afraid and being scared, who admire the graphicness of said haunted house. And it's so not anything that appeals to me.
Yeah.
I keep saying, like, why don't we make it like a cute Christmas tradition? Like, why don't we, like, I don't know, do Grinchmas every year instead? But everybody seems to love Halloween and loves to do the haunted houses. And I'm already being asked to, like, get tickets and go to, like, horror nights. And I'm like, I'm probably going to pony up and do it. I told them, I'm like, if somebody else pays for my ticket, I'll go. But, like, personally, I get no joy out of being afraid, get no joy out of, you know, being snuck up on or having to, like, walk through dead bodies, having to stare at people getting cut open. Doesn't do any good things for me. So for all of those of you who like all that stuff, more power to ya. I'd prefer to be left out, but I think I'm getting sucked in.
I wholeheartedly agree with that.
Mm.
When you say it out loud, it sounds even weirder. I don't know what that is with you guys. What is that? Actually, now that I think about it, I mean, it's a huge market.
It's a huge market. You know? People love it. In fact, most people I know love it. I don't get it.
I'm not a scary movie person. I'm not a scary anything. I don't want to be jostled. I don't want any of it.
Mm-mm.
It's completely bothersome to me. Maybe life's scary enough for me.
No, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't enjoy being afraid for my life. Like, that sounds like a foolish thing to enjoy.
Right. Would, like, a therapist say, like, if somebody was like, oh my gosh, I'm addicted to scary movies and I'm addicted to haunted houses and I just love it so much, like, can I say that that's normal?
Yeah, no.
If I was a therapist, I wouldn't. In my practice, we'd be like, ooh, Jesus.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, but there's a lot of them running rampant. I would say probably more than less, actually.
Yeah, like you said, it's a huge market. We're not going to act like Horror Nights doesn't sell insane amounts of tickets.
Right.
I'm like, are people just adrenaline junkies? I think that might be part of it. People love the adrenaline rush of being scared.
I think maybe certain people are able to compartmentalize that it's not real, and that's our problem. Like, maybe these are boss bitches that can go in these situations and they think it's funny because it really is just like,
No, like, I understand that it's not real, but it also doesn't attract me. Like, I'm not like, ooh, I love zombies. Ooh, I love serial killers. Ooh, what? I love blood gushing out of people. Like, that's like, none of it gets me excited. Now, give me something like shiny, sparkly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm instantly attracted, you know? Like, right. I'm like, give me the glorious swirls and twirls and frills of Whoville sprinkled with snow.
Mm-hmm.
Exciting.
Right.
I'm not excited about a chainsaw running towards me. No. That's not it.
Yeah. Me neither.
No.
I don't want adrenaline anymore.
No. And just being spooked in general. Like, I'm like, I don't like being scared.
Yeah.
It's not fun for me. For me personally.
I've been going through a lot of highs and lows lately.
Aw, sounds like you need a day one, honey.
The CBD-infused sparkling water?
Yes. What's great about CBD is it doesn't make you feel higher or lower. It balances the body and the mind.
Hmm. Sounds like a great way to cut out distractions. And isn't it zero calories?
Yes, Skinty Mini. I'm telling you. You need a day one. Luckily for you, I have one right here.
Ooh, let me try.
Drink up. Drink it day one.
Use code DADDYMOMMY for 25% off.
But what's your ache of the week?
Well, this isn't my ache of the week, but I was going to say that speaking of serial killers, we know I got called one this week.
I asked you if it was because of your Sampaku eyes.
Yeah. No, I got called a serial killer this week in the comments because I like dogs. And the whole entire video clip was about saying that people who like cats are odd. It was just a cancel me combo.
Yeah.
And I was told I'm a serial killer because I like dogs. And the case was rested then for me.
Dang.
I bet you that kitty lover loves a little Halloween Horror Nights.
Listen, you know what's funny though? Because wasn't there that whole documentary or that film that's like, don't kill cats?
No, don't fuck with cats.
Okay, no.
Yeah.
It's called Don't Fuck With Cats?
Yeah.
It's not Don't Kill Cats?
No, don't fuck with cats.
Because wasn't the whole premise that like a serial killer is like,
They kill cats. It was one specific person, I think.
So is that what makes you the serial killer? Is because you're killing the cats and you love dogs?
No, I just like dogs.
And that was a crime.
And that was the crime.
Damn.
Don't take it so serious. Anyways, my actual ick of the week is, it's very specific. I've decided recently that I cannot comprehend why people put their family members' last names in their phone, in their contacts. Like, oh. I don't get it. I don't know if you do it or not. This might offend you and may offend a lot of you. I just can't physically fathom it. I don't get it. Like, people just put, like, you know, my last name's Palmer. You know, they just put Jacqueline Palmer right in there as your sister. And I'm like, that's a first name friend. Your close friends are first name friends, unless you met them and that was the contact already for me.
Yeah.
And then your family members, they don't need last names. Now, my dad actually has my mom's name, full name, and it literally says her full name and her date of birth as the contact. Literally says that. That's a whole different species right there. But that's I've seen it running rampant, and I don't get it.
What's wrong with it? It just,
you don't know them well enough to, like, that they have to have a last name? Like, they can't be close enough to be a first name?
Well, like, isn't it confusing if you have multiple
The other people have names? The last names.
Okay.
All the others have it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Sure, but, like, I don't know. I'm not going to lie to you. I have my parents first and last in my phone.
But why?
I actually happen to really like my mom's name. And then my dad's name is too common. I have too many of them. And I feel like it'd be weird to just have, like, because then if I go to call somebody else on accident, say I go to call another Ed.
Wait, let me, hold on real quick. Yeah. I'm going to dial you back because you're giving me an ick right now. Because it should say mom and dad. Just mom, just dad. You call them by their first names?
No.
So your argument is not working right now.
But, like, I mean, if you're going by mom and dad, then you definitely don't have to have a last name. Obviously, you know who mom and dad is. But, like, if you have a first name in there, which is who they are as people, if you respect them as human beings, you put their name in there. What if I called you? What if I called you second child in my phone? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
no,
you could.
Hold on.
You could.
You don't call people. You don't call your sibling.
Your mom, you know what? Here's a good question. What does your mom have you in her phone as, son?
You don't call your kid's son or daughter or your sibling's second child. You call them mom and dad. Don't play right now.
But sometimes I would put, like, I call my mom by her first name sometimes.
I do for fun in person.
Me too.
I do it. I say it too, but still.
It's a beautiful name.
That's even, okay, let's take the parents out of this. Let's take the parents out. That is another ick. Let's take that out. Putting your siblings, maybe you can't understand.
No, yeah, I'm an only child.
You're an only child. I just don't understand. I would never put my siblings' first and last name in there.
Okay.
That's a personal, it's an ick for me.
Yeah. Listen.
Y'all do you.
Listen.
Just don't flash your phone near me.
Or he'll attack you.
Mm-hmm. I'll delete that last name quick. You're going to be like, you're texting, who's Ed?
No, that's the thing. It's too common. I feel like that's tough.
Listen, I have a solution to your problem. Try mom and dad as the contacts.
But I don't have the problem you do.
You said it's complicated. I'm telling you how to uncomplicate it.
No, I didn't say it's complicated. I know first
Wind
and last.
Wind the tape back.
I know the first and last.
Wind the tape back, she said.
I said it's complicated when you have multiple people with the same name in your phone. Hence why you put the first and last for all of them, even if they're your parents. That's right. What I said.
Y'all can weigh in on that.
Anyways, I think that's a weird ick, but okay. I'll accept it.
You're making me want to like scary movies all of a sudden.
Why? Just so you can fight me on it?
No.
Oh.
It's because I'm not trying to be like this.
Listen. There's just, like, not a lot of things that I feel like we really disagree on that strongly. And I didn't know that was one of them.
I told you. I said it was niche.
It's very niche. It's very niche.
Yeah.
Well, random question for you.
All right.
Do you think you could identify somebody whom is inbred next to somebody whom has fetal alcohol syndrome?
Oh my God. I want to say yes, actually. That's the worst part.
Do you know the differences?
Yeah, I kind of do.
Really?
Yeah.
What would you say are the differences?
Well, okay. The thing about the inbred is it's actually, I watched a video recently about basically the Punnett square of being inbred. And there is a chance that you're going to come out normal. It's a slim chance, but it's very much possible. And it's not like as slim as you. It's not like 1 in 100. Mm-hmm. It's like, I think it was like 1 in 64. It was like, don't come for me, biologists.
It's like, we don't know the stats.
Y'all Galapagos.
We don't know the actual stats.
Yeah, you Galapagos people. The people that study there, not the people from there, if there are parakeets and all that. Anyways, Yeah, it's possible to be inbred and
still look normal.
Right. If you have fetal alcohol syndrome, you got it, right? You know? So I can't say I'm as brushed up on fetal alcohol syndrome. Yeah. However, I know of people who found out they have fetal alcohol syndrome later in life.
Oh.
Yeah.
They didn't look it or they did?
They just had the symptoms, but you can just kind of look that way and it's not, you just look like different. But people didn't really know that was why. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I feel like, yeah, if you're inbred and it's like severe, I feel like I can tell. But I also like, you know, am I walking down the street and seeing somebody and thinking, oh, they're inbred? No, I'm not. And do I look at people and say, oh, that one has fetal alcohol syndrome?
Can you just imagine though somebody saying to you, like, is there any chance that you might be inbred? Or have fetal alcohol syndrome? I just feel like, okay, let me give you some context for why I even asked you this question. Yeah. Recently, I was watching a reality show in which this one woman, she wasn't even saying it to her face. She was talking about this other lady behind her back. And she was like, oh, that's just like her. Look at her over there looking all inbred.
No,
she said her words were, excuse me, her words were, she don't even know she looked inbred. And I'm like, I'm not going to lie. If you saw this woman,
mm-hmm.
you might question it.
Right.
You know, I say that with love. Mm-hmm. If y'all know what show I'm talking about and you know who was being referred to, I still think she's an awesome woman. Mm-hmm. Wonderful woman.
An awesome inbred woman.
But, you know, also given her background, right. The likelihood of that happening,
mm-hmm.
stereotypically, more likely, just based on her community.
Right.
So that's all I can really say about that without like trashing somebody's name.
What show was this?
It was Real Housewives.
Which one?
Of Salt Lake City. I didn't want to say it.
It has to be said.
Okay.
I just wanted to know.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's this, I mean.
Yeah, you don't have to say the name.
Yeah, yeah. But nonetheless, I just thought it was so funny because I was like, first of all, it caught me off guard that this other woman had said that about her just because she was just on a little like little rant and then was like, she don't even know she looked inbred.
Right.
And I was like, that's crazy.
Right.
But then it was funny because then I asked Tosh, I was like, she just called that lady inbred. Do you think she looks inbred? He's like, she kind of looks like she has fetal alcohol syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Hence why I asked you if you thought maybe you could tell the difference.
Right.
I don't know that I could. I'm trying to think of what they taught us about fetal alcohol syndrome and how that makes you look.
Right.
I don't really remember, but I do remember going over it in health class in high school.
You know?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot. I'm a cool out from that one.
As I sip my day one, have you ever seen your parents drunk?
Yeah.
What are they like?
I can't say that on this show.
Why?
For legal reasons.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And personal reasons. Like, I'll make drags and digs around here.
Oh, so it's bad.
It's not the best. You know what I mean?
I like...
They're not... I'm describing that, like, really bad, though. They're not alcohol. They don't really drink. So it's like, when it happens, mm-hmm. it's a mess.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. Like, they can't hang at all. Like, it's sloppy.
Yikes.
Yeah, real sloppy. Yeah, my mom, she her claim is, I've never been drunk. She always says that first, and then it corrects, I've never been hungover. And I'm like, it's kind of like when you're in college and you like can drink and drink and like you're never hungover. Like, I remember when I was a freshman, all the seniors were like, oh yeah, you don't know what it's like getting hangovers. When I was your age, I never got them. And then once you're like older, you're like, oh, screwed.
No, it's not fun. It's definitely not fun. I've never seen my parents like super drunk ever.
Mm. Oh, really?
I used to be so judgmental as a kid. Like, if I saw my parents drinking, I'd be like, you're gonna drink that drink and drive me home. Like, I was like, that's not okay.
Right.
Like, you're allowed one.
Right.
It's what they taught me in school.
Right.
The rest of it, you gotta put away.
Right.
And so I feel like they were always very careful around me because I was so judgmental.
You know what? That's funny because I feel like whenever we're in a situation where we're like all out or something, not all out, I mean, we're like going to dinner or something, they will literally always try to get me to drive. They're like, Keon, you're the only one. I don't even know if I can say this. They're like, you're the only one who has a job that you can keep because you don't have one. And I'm like, that's not how this works. I was like, then we make my sister drive.
That's funny.
Because you know, she doesn't really drink that much.
Yeah. Well, as long as you got somebody who's down, I'm like, that's what's, I mean, my parents, they're not the type of people who would like ever get like sloshed and try to like hop into a car.
No.
But nonetheless, I was always like very much on top of it.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I saw my mom just like a little bit tipsy. Shout out to you, mommy. It was so funny because we were in Vegas and I was like, let's go get one of those like Fat Tuesdays. So we like got those like long drinks, you know? And I think my mom and I both like finished ours.
Right.
And so next thing you know, like her voice starts getting just a little bit higher. And she kind of talks like this and everything's up here. And I was like, great. Now let's go to the club. Granted, I was 21. So I was like, let's go out. And she was like, no, no, no. I'm going to stay in the hotel room. And I was like, why? I'm like, you know, it's your little tipsy. It's a perfect time to go dancing. She was like, no, 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 no. And she stayed in. So I didn't even get to see it take full effect on her. But I realized I've never seen my dad drunk. Or if he was, I didn't know. And I think it's funny because I'm like, I mean, they've never seen me drunk. I have never gotten that drunk around them.
This is probably why you got their full names in your phone.
That's right, because we're responsible first name basis human beings. Period. Part. But yeah.
I've always had a theory that I can never fully trust somebody unless I've seen them drunk.
Interesting.
Some people have that theory.
What kind
I feel like I become better friends with somebody once that guard has been put down.
That's interesting. Yeah. That's kind of fair. I definitely feel like it can be very enlightening.
Yeah.
Some people drunk are not fun to be around.
No, but it is enlightening.
Yeah.
And I would say for my parents and myself, like we have a very like non-parental relationship. Like I feel like it's very friendly at this point, you know?
Yeah.
We're just like, we're buds. So I'm like, okay, that's weird. Get up.
But you still won't put them on a first name basis in your phone.
Get up. Get up. Yeah.
I'm like, actually, some people drunk. I'm trying to think of like certain friends that I've seen that it's been like ugly or that it's been nasty. And you're right. I'm not friends with them anymore.
No, at all.
Because it's not an attractive trait.
Yeah, I agree with you. I can't look past that. Like, because I think it's fair to say that you and I, like, nothing's going to happen.
No.
Like, we're going to go out and it's going to be normal every time.
Yeah.
I could, like, not that I do this because I'm not brave enough to face the next day. But I'm just saying, like, if it was a real celebration kind of night, you know, I'm still going to act normal. Like, you're going to be like, wow, you were really slurring your words last night. But, like, other than that.
Right.
It's not like I'm saying weird shit. Like, I'm still, like, in my own head, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people, they just change personalities.
They get a little crazy. They get a little wild. I definitely won't take a mean drunk. Like, that's like,
oh,
I think that's one of the most disgusting reveals.
Yeah. Or, you know, the other thing too is like those, the honest drunk where it's like, they like freaking,
you know, I like, just want to tell you.
Yeah.
Because nobody else is going to tell you.
Well, no, not even that. It's like they start talking about themselves and like trauma dumping and like all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, why can't you do that when we're not out? Because for me, if I'm going to be drinking, it's a cognitive thought that we've planned this.
Yeah.
I'm not doing something the next day that this is going to affect. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to go through that.
Yeah.
I want to have a good time.
No.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. I'm like, I think it's funny though, too, because like, I've never blacked out.
So ever? Like,
ever.
What do you mean?
I've just never, like, usually I'll before I black out. Yeah. It's crazy.
God's favor.
My body said, girl, you don't remember this.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy. I'm 100% never a vomiter.
Oh.
Yeah. The only time I've really, Twice I've puked. Mm-hmm. Once was when I discovered Malibu.
Mm-hmm.
You know her.
Mm-hmm.
She don't taste like a lot.
Listen, she's dangerous.
Yeah, no, I actually, it was a mix of Malibu. It was my friend who was older than me. So this is technically, this is an illegal story.
Oh, wow.
I was under the age and underage. Is that what it is?
Yep.
I was an underager.
Under the age.
Yeah. And it was one of my close friends had just turned 21. And she had like one of those big like wine glasses where people put shots in them, like the little ones.
Oh, yeah.
As like a gift. So I was just curious. So I was taste testing them all, not understanding things at that point in my life. You know what I mean?
Right.
I literally just wanted to know what they all kind of tasted like. I ended up puking in the bathtub.
No. Yes,
that's maybe my only like I was puking situation. Yeah. And I did black out. And actually.
You blacked out off those tiny little.
Yeah, off those tiny little things. And I still, it's funny because when you do black out, you have these weird triggers that will like kind of come with it.
Yeah.
Like for me. That time, I still remember, like, even though I was gone, I still remember the her mouth was dry when she was talking to me.
Oh, whoa.
And her lips were doing, like, a in-between. And every time I hear that now, I think about that because I was in that state during that.
It takes you back.
Yeah, it takes me back. The second time was my 21st birthday, even though I'm 20. But it was my 21st birthday.
Yeah.
And, yeah, one of my friends, God bless his soul, because I needed it.
Yeah.
He stuck his hand in my mouth.
Stop.
Got it out.
Stop.
Yep.
Did you ask him to help you, or he just did it because he needed help?
Oh, no, he was saving
help.
My life, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, no, my 21st birthday. Listen, my 21st birthday, I was turning 21, obviously. It was in Arizona, and I had just put out my first song at that point.
Oh, wow.
And it was on the viral 50 on Spotify at this moment.
Amazing.
Like it was like top 10. And this was the first thing I ever did. So I was famous in my community at that point.
You know what? Since you're talking about fame.
Yeah.
I'm going to join you.
Yeah. Throw them on.
Okay.
Because I can't tell this story proper without it.
Got to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So the whole entire house was full. Like I've never been so popular in my life, honestly, than there. It was like literally hundreds of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a conscious effort to not be drinking that much because I was scared. I don't want to be doing all that. And then one of my friends got me a bottle of champagne, but it had like a light on the bottom and it was flashing. And then when the clock hit midnight and I actually turned 21, I just couldn't control myself. And I just like basically chugged the bottle of champagne. That's when it was over.
Makes me want to vomit just talking about it.
Yeah, and I was instantly gone at that point. Next thing you know, this is what was told to me. I hopped on a party bus. I gave somebody a concussion, allegedly. Allegedly. My shirt ripped. Then I went into a club. I stood on the booth. The bouncer told me not to stand on the booth. Then he grabbed me by the neck from the top and strangled me on the way out. And then my friends got into a fight with the bouncer.
Stop.
Over me, just little old me. Yeah.
Crazy.
And then I got whipped into a car. And then I got in the car, cried my eyes out. Oh my gosh, I haven't cried since then. That was probably my last cry.
What?
Yeah. I'm really not a good crier. I think I have dry eye because I do be feeling things. But and I cried all the way home.
Wow.
And it was like, but when I cry when I'm drunk, it's like a love cry. I'd be like, I love you so much. And I just cry.
Wow.
Yeah, I haven't been like that for a while. And then I came home and they stuck their hands in my throat and puked me and then put me to bed.
You said puked me like milked me.
and then I got up in the morning and I made it to brunch and I had a mimosa.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I was built different then. Oh, and then I got on a flight to New York the next day because I lived in New York at the time.
21sts are crazy.
Yeah.
I remember for my 21st, I was like so sad because a lot of my friends were abroad because we were all in school and I chose not to go abroad. And so I was like really sad because a lot of my friends weren't here.
Right.
And then I remember though, like one of my friends, like he came through and he was like, we're going out.
Mm.
And so I remember he like, before we even went out, hands me a beer, which I don't even like beer.
What country were you in?
I was here in LA.
Oh, you were back. Oh, okay.
The country of Los Angeles.
The country of Los Angeles.
Because I went to school here for context. But anyways, I was at school and my friend like shows up. He hands me a beer. He's like, we got to get this thing started. Let's go. So I drink the beer. And I hate beer, by the way. Hate it with a passion.
I understand.
But I chugged it. It was my 21st. I said, yes. Then we get to this bar, which, by the way, again, I'm going to bring this up. They say the whole wine before liquor, never been sicker. Same applies to beer. For those of you who don't know, do not start your evening drinking a beer or wine. It's just a recipe for disaster. Mm. Anyways, I was obviously signing up for disaster.
Right.
We go to this bar. Of course, there's like all sorts of people who know me and everybody's like, I'm buying you a drink. So I just get drinks. Everybody's handing me a drink. Right. I'm drinking everything, champagne, wine, beer, cocktails, down in it. Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, that's probably the drunkest I've been, mm-hmm. maybe ever.
Right.
And I go to the bathroom. One thing about me, I don't need you to stick your hand down my throat. I can get it up on my own. So I go to the bathroom and it's like when I'm really drunk, I swear it's just like exorcism style. That shit's just projectile. Like right away, she's out of the system. The body says, let's evacuate.
You're lucky.
So I like do what I need to do, come back out. And my friend's like, great, we're going to another bar. Go to another bar, proceed to take shots. I don't even know what we were drinking, but I remember it was a shot.
Oh.
Proceed to take shots. I think we finished the night with one more shot.
Mm.
I go home. I like have my water bottle. I always had like backup water bottles. I check my water bottle. I go to sleep, wake up. The worst hangover of my life. I usually don't like, I'll have like a, my head hurts hangover.
Right.
I don't usually have the like nausea hangover.
Yeah.
That one was so bad. And I remember I had to go pick up my parents from the airport.
Oh.
And on the drive there, every single dip, crack, bump in the road, I thought I was going to throw up again.
Wow.
I was like fighting the urge. We go out to lunch. I asked the waiter, do you have like just like plain bread?
Mm.
He's like, yeah, we have this garlic bread. I was like, no. Plain bread. No not butter, no garlic.
Garlic.
Nothing. I want dry, plain bread. Ate that. Made it through. Right. Barely. But no. I could never do that again. If I were to try to attempt to do what my 21-year-old self did that night,
right.
I'd end up in a hospital for sure.
No, that's an iconic hangover.
Yeah.
I had a similar one now that I'm thinking about it. My most iconic hangover that I'm not bragging about. This is bad.
He said my most iconic, like it's amazing.
I went out as I did at the time. I don't go out anymore. I'm respectful. But I went out as I did at the time, and I got up the next morning and I had to go to a funeral. It was like somebody I vaguely knew, but I was really like supporting the family kind of situation.
Okay.
I like really didn't know this woman that well,
okay.
You know? But I went to the funeral. I went with my mom. She gives me a hug. She's like, you smell like alcohol.
Oof.
I was like, you're right. I do. And then they're freaking doing the eulogy. I'm bawling over this lady I don't even know. But literally just because it was a wreck. I was so hungover and so unwell that I'm just crying at this random lady's funeral.
Good.
And like the worst part about it is I felt like the family really liked it. Because they thought I was like super into it.
Yeah.
But the reality of it is, oh my gosh, poor lady. I hope she's in heaven and I hope she doesn't take this the wrong way. But I wasn't crying.
They
for
weren't
her.
I miss you tears.
Yeah, they weren't I miss you tears. They were I'm in serious pain tears. And I can't believe that we're doing this right now. And I can't believe I made it. Like that's the other part of it. Is I'm like, you could say, oh, you're such an asshole for being hungover at the funeral. However, I did come.
Yeah.
I did go.
You showed
and
up.
I was supportive in one of my lowest moments.
That's so funny. Yep. That's hilarious.
Yeah. That's who I was then.
That's true.
I miss being fun.
I know.
I used to be so fun. I don't know what happened to me. I just dimmed
out. No, but like I also think, you know, you can only do that stuff like regularly for so long.
I know a lot of people who still do it.
I don't know how.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
Yeah.
But, like, I do think also, like, going back to our original thing of, like, some people are, like, weird drunks.
Yeah.
The last time that I was around you and we were, like, relatively drunk, some of the people around us were being real weird.
Wait, where were we?
Remember the event for the dolls?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, some people were being real weird.
Real weird.
Real fluid, if you know what I mean.
No, it'll kind of like catch you off guard.
Yeah, it caught me off guard.
It caught me real off guard.
Yeah, I don't want to get too specific, but I did get my ass not just slapped, caressed and grabbed.
Yes.
Yes.
I saw it.
Yep.
I saw it happen.
You did.
And this was
from
a friend.
Yeah.
I just want to say that part.
Yeah.
This wasn't a stranger. This was somebody who you know, who you hang out with on a regular basis. Yep. And they got real friendly.
Yeah.
Real quick.
But I don't mind a compliment.
Hey, and I mean, you're still friends.
Yeah.
But I say that to say, like, sometimes, like, I feel like the people who I used to go out with back when I was having my...
Not even, I'm just thinking back to this specific moment.
What?
It wasn't, it was everybody, actually. Because I'm trying to, you remember the other two?
Yeah.
The two people that looked like, there was a big one and a little one.
Yeah.
They looked like twins, but there was like 12 inches between them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were different too.
Weird.
Yeah.
No, and that's the thing. It's like, you got to be careful with who you go out with too.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that is part of what makes your like going out experience so fun.
Right.
Is who you're out with and who you're drinking with.
Right. But I will say, like, when it's kind of like adjacent to me and I'm watching it, I do eat it up. Like, sure. When it's none of my business and you're acting a mess and I can just properly like excuse myself.
Yeah.
I do think I like it. Cause then I start laughing. Like, I think we were having a good time because
we were definitely having a good time. Yeah. It was wild.
Yeah.
But I also,
I would be terrified if it was me doing that and I would seriously stop drinking. But like, I can hang.
Right.
Yeah.
No, and no judgment there. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, when I think of the crew that I used to drink with regularly, I'm like, that was my crew. You know what I mean? Like, we all knew who we were as drunks.
Right.
We all knew what was going to happen at the end of the night, where we were going to go.
Right.
And it was like, you just mobbed.
Right.
And I feel like that doesn't happen. I haven't had that experience in a long time.
No, we don't have that.
We duo, we don't mob.
Yeah, we duo, we don't mob.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
But I'm like, I don't want to like go on too much of a tangent, but I do have to tell you this story like really quickly because it's just a good drunk story. One of my friends back who I used to drink with all the time, she was like somebody who like would turn into like the Tasmanian devil when she would drink. But it was like the fun Tasmanian devil. She was crazy, but like she was a bitch that like she starts dancing on the dance floor and just out of like the sheer craziness of her dance moves creates like a perimeter around her.
Right.
You know, like she's that girl.
Right.
Wild.
Right.
And so like I remember like she was the type of girl, nothing could keep her down. One time we go to a frat party. We pull up, like we're freshmen, sophomores maybe, but I'm pretty sure we were freshmen.
Right.
We pull up, we're all drinking, having a good time. We're in animal costumes. It's a whole vibe. We get ready to leave at the end of the night. Miss girl's walking. She ends up tripping on the sidewalk. Hits the sidewalk like, bam, so loud. Literally, the sound of her fall echoed all the way to the people across the street. And they were like, oh, everybody heard it. It literally was the loudest fall I've ever heard in my life. This bitch pops back up like a champ. And it's like, I'm good. I'm good. And we're like, yo, are you okay? Like, are you sure you're okay? She was like, no, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. She said as she started to walk home that night, granted, we're all like, after she said she was fine, it was like we stopped paying attention to her. We're all walking together back to the dorms. She's like walking and she is like her arm like basically starts to just slowly like make itself into like this position.
Oh.
Yeah. And by the time she got home, she said she didn't even really remember. She just like fell asleep. Next morning, wakes up, extreme pain. This bitch broke her arm in two places.
Oh.
Yeah. But like how iconic that she didn't feel a thing. We kept going that night. Like it was crazy. And again, I'm like, I mean, shout out to my crew.
Wow.
Who I used to mop with back in the day. You know who you are. I'm not going to say your name, but.
I hope you're all right.
She's all right. She had a whole semester in a cast.
Afterwards?
Though. Yeah.
I had not as intense. I have broken somebody's ankle before.
Yeah.
In this situation. But that's actually not what I'm going to talk about. One of my wilder experiences of the college age. I had a special friend that I was no longer interested in anymore due to multitude of reasons. But she found her way to my room, but she was being escorted by like an RA or like a community assistant. What are they called? It's RA, right?
RA.
Yeah. She was being escorted by an RA who was like a friend. Like it wasn't like she was in trouble, but like he was like trying to like watch out for her, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This guy was like literally trying to get her into like, he was really doing his job. He was on duty.
Yeah.
Like he was not being weird at all. There was actually another person there as well. And I was like, okay. I was like, do you want me to just walk you back? Right. And I didn't want anything to do with this. Right. So we walk downstairs. I don't even want to be there. It's pouring rain. This is like a freaking movie scene. All of a sudden, she can walk, right? The second we get outside, because she's like holding on to me the whole time.
Oh, right, because this is a special friend.
Right. She's like holding on to me, like trying to kiss my neck, like kind of stuff. And I was like, whatever. So we get out in the rain. She's just all of a sudden can walk, starts strutting the other way in full ass heels, and then goes behind a corner. And I like find her. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like sitting in a ball. And then she like gets up and just starts walking again. She turns around and like grabs me and like tries to kiss me, and I pull away like this, just like a little head tilt. And then because it's so wet, she slips and hits my foot and just falls straight to the ground. Yep. Full head on the ground. And one of my friends was like maybe like 100 yards away in the distance. And mind you, this is all in the rain, okay? And then I'm like, wow. And he starts running over. She's fully unconscious. I'm like slapping her. It was like a movie. And then he comes over and he's slapping the shit out of her. Wake up! Wake up! Oh, mind you, the RA guy's gone, right? He's not even there, right? We're like, wake up! And then her eyes are like fluttering, right? And then she gets up out of nowhere. And we're like, holy shit. I was like, oh my God. I thought that she literally died at that point.
Oh my God.
We like bring her up. We like bring her upstairs. And I had like, for some reason, I had an extra mattress. I don't know why. And I brought it into my other friend's room because I didn't want this wild chick near me. All right. So I set her up right over there. And for some reason, we had like a little quirky friend who like, for some reason, decided that she needed to change. I don't know why in the middle of that. She was wearing jeans and stuff, you know, but she's like laying in the bed. So this girl just starts undressing her while like to put her in comfortable clothes. It was her roommate.
Okay.
It wasn't like weird.
Yeah.
Anyways, that sparks this unconscious woman to get up and start saying again, get up. You predator. So she's screaming
in
the middle of all of it.
Oh, no.
Push her back in the bed, and then she just passes out.
Whoa.
Yeah, she ended up being fully concussed.
Whoa.
Yeah, the next day.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a concussion.
That was a concussion.
I got it.
Yeah, before. Wow. I mean, the first part was drunkenness, but the thing about her.
Yeah.
Specifically. And I love when I can talk about people on this show that I have no ties to anymore.
Slay.
Because if it comes back to me, I don't even have your number. The thing about her. She was a special friend that would drink one shot and act like that.
Oh, wow.
So I knew it was all a ploy. Like, it was none of it was ever real in any capacity.
It was always those girls.
Yeah.
It was always those girls.
Yeah. I saw, just for context, like, one time we went out and she had, again, one shot. And she pulled out a chair in the middle. It wasn't even a party. It was, like, 10 people. Pulls a chair out to the balcony and then puts on her fucking phone, Beyonce's Dance For You, and just starts doing the routine outside by herself. And everybody was like, what the hell is she doing? And I was like, I don't know her.
I am dying.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Well, cheers to that.
Yeah.
I didn't mean for this to turn into our party segment, but
I know, right?
Well, it definitely takes me back to a certain period of my life.
Right. Well, stay safe out there. Stay safe out there, y'all. Shall we get into our favorite seggy?
Cancel me combo.
Cancel me combo is a silly little term that describes the healthy debate of a mildly or extremely controversial subject wherein daddy and mommy participate in the beloved practice of rock, paper, scissors to select sides and then proceed to argue in favor of their assigned position regardless of their personal beliefs. Disclaimer, neither daddy nor mommy are legally permitted to be canceled from these conversations.
Well, now that our party phase is over, I feel like we can remove the shades.
I know, now that we've talked about... Oh my gosh, since we've done all that shady business, we can take these off.
That's funny.
I think we just created something
that might
right
be
there.
Something worth noting.
Ooh, what's the cancel me today?
Wow. Okay, so today's cancel me combo is, do we feel that all children deserve a trophy?
Oh.
Now, back in my day, I definitely think that there were certain teams I was on where it was like...
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of who won, who lost, everybody's getting a trophy. Everybody goes home happy.
Right.
But I was actually talking about this in a TikTok I did earlier.
Right.
where I was like, is it like a bad thing that we perhaps be a little bit more honest with our kids in terms of like, here's how the real world works.
Right.
You don't get rewarded for everything.
Right.
Not everybody gets a trophy.
Right.
Or is it better to go ahead and say, hey, everybody should have one? It's, you know, confidence boosting, I suppose.
Right.
I'll stop talking about it so that we have things to discuss.
I have, yeah, we can discuss this and then I definitely have some real takeaways from that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get into it.
Okay. So we'll rock, paper, scissors.
Mm-hmm.
You win. Yeah. Everybody gets a trophy. You lose. Absolutely not.
My body's cringing. Okay.
rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh my gosh. All right. You go first. I can't go first.
I want to go second.
I got that everybody gets a trophy. Rachel got...
Not you saying it through your teeth. Everybody gets a trophy.
Well, you know, I was bred up different. I was bred up differently. I was not a participation award girl.
You definitely were not.
Okay, but I can do
it. Wow. So, okay. All right. Stop lying to your kids. We all know that the real world does not hand out trophies for goddamn nothing. So here we are. Your child's playing on a soccer team. Everybody's lining up. And guess what? One team wins, one team loses. That's the way that life is. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. And guess what? Sometimes even when you win, you don't get a trophy. So why is it that we are rewarding and awarding children for nothing? Ultimately, you displayed not one lick of athleticism, probably. You weren't able to win the game. Maybe you dropped the ball. Maybe you just didn't deliver. But regardless of the situation, I don't think we need to be giving everybody a medal. We don't need to be giving everybody a trophy. I think it sets unrealistic expectations. I'm little Susie, and I think that I'm going to get a reward for everything that I do, regardless of whether or not I've earned or deserve said reward. I'm going to grow up thinking that I'm the shit. And then guess what happens? They become awful humans who think that everything they do is perfect, that they can do no wrong, that they deserve everything. And you create a toxic child. And the last thing I want is a little kid that's looking at me like, Mommy, where's my reward? When you didn't do anything. They don't deserve it. We know that they don't deserve it. So stop lying to them. Stop giving them the little, you know, consolation prize just because. I think it's time that kids face the real world and understand a little bit about how life works. We need to be a little bit more real. We need to be a little bit more transparent. And I think that give the rewards to the kids who deserve it. If your kid didn't win, I'm sorry. They didn't win. If my kid didn't win, I'm going to go ahead and tell him, hey, maybe you'll get the next one. But you're not getting a freaking trophy for losing. That's dumb. I rest my case.
Wow. That was very dumb.
Sorry.
Okay, my turn.
Yeah.
Here I am.
Here you are.
Okay. Contrary to popular belief, I actually think that we should be giving all children in sports, arts and crafts, all of the above, participation awards and trophies. I think that we as a culture have made it a little bit ridiculous of how competitive we've gotten with things that are supposed to be fun. I think you can say, oh yeah, this person should be getting awarded because they won. Sure, if that's your value system. My value system's quite different. I think the world's hard enough. To be honest with you, especially when you're like 10 years old, it's like that might be the limited time that we have to actually feel good about ourselves and become a confident person. And the reality of it is when you're giving somebody a trophy and making somebody stand out from another person, you can say, sure, that's rewarding hard work. But actually, to me, what it is it's diminishing the efforts of other people for showing up. Realistically, one of the biggest problems that we have in this country right now and in the workforce is people who don't have the value of showing up. And when you're valuing somebody higher than another person, it makes them not want to try at all. And I actually think that there's probably a scientific correlation between not giving participation awards and doing meth. Realistically, I would like to take all the meth heads on the streets and ask them, have you received a participation award ever? Do you think that would have made a difference for you? Because realistically, it might have actually made all the difference. And it can be any drug. It doesn't have to be meth specifically. I don't want to discriminate. But I just feel like we're just being shot down left and right. Like, what else can you do? We're just playing soccer, goddammit. We're just playing baseball. I'm just drawing. Why can't I have a shiny little ribbon? If that's my value set, I'm tired of you guys. I'm tired of all of you guys taking this stuff so seriously. It's a game. It's a game. Period.
I really think we should survey some meth heads and, you know, see if that would have made a difference.
Can you say meth head? Is that all right?
Yeah. I mean, if you're addicted to meth, I think that's...
That's okay. It's fair.
You're a meth head?
I'm sure in... I'm sure in like 2040, that'll be out.
But you know what?
This won't age well.
We should probably blame all meth addiction on the lack of participation awards.
I was feeling it in my soul at the moment.
You know?
Though you know my truth is quite different.
Please talk about it. Please talk about it. Because you know what's funny is I actually was getting annoyed at yours. I was like over there like, oh my God, like just because you showed up. I was like, I'm like, that's stupid.
Right.
I'm like, no.
Yeah.
You show up because you're supposed to show up.
Right. Maybe. I'm sure. I was bred quite differently. I was bred competing. For those of you who don't know, this is my deepest, darkest secret. And it's that I was bred to be a professional golfer. I know I don't look it. I know y'all on YouTube.
I know
y'all on YouTube would be like, not this blue-headed fucker playing our sport of golf.
Or maybe it makes perfect sense.
Or maybe it makes perfect sense.
I don't know.
Yeah. But that was my upbringing. And only one person could win. There's no team. And I had a brother who was also doing it. So we would be competing against each other.
Mm-hmm.
Though doesn't make the healthiest environment. Maybe not.
Mm.
But I do feel like I pulled a lot of value from it personally. Actually, every person in my immediate family is pretty actually successful now. I don't know if that directly correlates with being in an individual sport where we had to excel.
Mm.
But the reality of it was no one was getting lucky winning. Mm. It was the people who were putting in the hours were winning. Because there's a point where like when you're like 10 years old, talent can get you. But by the time you're like 18, the person who's really put the blood, sweat, and tears in there ends up being consistently the winner.
Yeah.
And you can only blame yourself in that. Golf is a very quantitative sport. There's no subjection to it. It's not like music, which was one thing I quite hate about music. I got to be honest.
Mm.
I think some people like, you know.
Yeah, you're not always rewarded for.
No, you're
mostly. You're hardly never rewarded.
Yeah. And you can't ever, like, somebody like me. I wouldn't ever say I have like a mathematical approach to things.
But like, I think you still like somewhat believe in a meritocracy probably where it's like.
Ooh, big words. Goddamn.
Yeah.
I believe in numbers. I just wish there were like for my brain, it'd be nice to quantify things here and there.
Totally.
Yeah. Obviously, there's perks to not doing it. That doesn't matter. The moral of the story is I never got a participation award. I did when I played like little league soccer and I couldn't comprehend anything, I'm sure. I think we threw them away. I had to hit the point where I was getting so many damn trophies, I threw them away.
Oof.
I'm just saying.
Humble brag.
But I was working hard at that point. Like I went to school, not me getting into it, I'm just saying. I went to school at 6 a.m. Okay. I freaking went to school. I had a 4.8 in high school. I never got a B. I golfed until it was dark and then did homework until like 2 a.m. and repeated. So that was how I was bred. So I'm sorry.
You keep using the word bred.
Bred.
Not raised, bred.
I was bred. No, but that's probably a problem with
no,
it.
No, it's giving thoroughbred horse.
I wasn't raised, I was bred.
Yeah.
But so it's hard for me to think that a participation award is the best choice for my children, but y'all can do that with yours. I don't think it's bad if you're that type of person and you want to breed people who raise, sorry, if you want to raise people who probably are going to be happier overall. I'm trying to raise some successful rich baddies.
You know, I will say for me, like, if I would have been told that I was good at everything, mm-hmm. the sad part is I think I was the type of kid who would have believed it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know, I think it helps you find your path.
Right.
When you realize you're not good at things. And not to say that you have to give up on everything.
Right.
But like, it kind of helped me realize like, okay, like I never made the varsity team, you know? Like, and it's like, okay, if I'm not good enough to make varsity, my chances of doing this in the future, slim to none.
Right.
You know? And then it's like, okay, cool. So pick something else that you're good at.
Right.
And I think it helps you kind of distinguish like where your true talents and passions lie. And I think I don't know. I mean, there's obviously a nice way to let people down, but I think that just the act of not giving a trophy for something is enough to let you know, like, hey, I'm either going to work harder next time. I'm going to, you know, do better next time, right, whatever. And like, it's just like a little suggestion of like, hey, I didn't win and I want to win. What can I do better to win? Or do I really not desire to be a winner at this particular sport,
right,
talent show, whatever?
Right.
And like, then you pick a new path.
Right.
I don't know. I think it would be really difficult to discover what it is that you're really good at if you were rewarded for everything you do. Then you just think you're good at everything.
Right. But even if you were rewarded for everything you do, the kids are going to tear you down at some point.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're going to realize, you're going to have to face it the hard way one day.
Your peers are mean.
Absolutely. Yeah. Kids are real mean.
Right. And also, like, in my opinion, being good at something is very subjective because it's like, you know, as you said, like the varsity team, I made the varsity team, I must be good. To me, if you make the varsity team, you still suck probably because you have to be the best.
Mm.
Like when I was competing, being on a varsity team was nothing to me. Mm-hmm. Like that didn't matter. I was a given.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to be the best in the world, you know? Wow. And it's a different level of commitment than being, you know, good for your hometown.
Yeah.
I have to be honest. Good, but
you're right. You're right that like that level of competition and pressure does take fun away.
Oh, it's nothing's fun.
Nothing's fun anymore. And in which case I can understand the parents who are like, we're all just doing this to have fun.
Right.
Why can't they all get a trophy? Right. I do kind of get that.
Right.
But I mean, I don't know.
But I think it shaped me negatively too, because I actually don't think most things are fun now, especially as I get good at things, because I like know, I feel like I know how to be good at things, not the therapy, but I feel like I know how to be good at things because that's how I was once again bred. And once you're at a certain level, it for me, because that's what I'm used to, I feel like it takes the fun away, which is kind of sad.
Oh.
But I don't give a fuck, bitch.
I know you said you don't cry anymore, so.
Yeah, but I also think I have a
chronic. Is that, maybe that's bad. Yeah. Maybe that's
no,
bad.
But I also think I have chronic dry eye.
Hmm.
Oop. Mm-hmm.
She'll catch the wink. Well, anyways.
One day
when I have kids, I'll know for sure how it feels to have to have to either advocate or not advocate on their behalf.
Right.
I feel like ultimately, like if I had a cute little kid that was like playing on the field and like was like devastated that they didn't win, I don't know if I might sit there and be like, oh my God, like give the kid a freaking trophy. Like
right.
I might change my mind.
Right.
But just from a spectator's perspective, right, I think that we're not doing them any favors.
Right.
To be honest.
I mean, I have two kids right now. I mean, they're dogs, but they're not good at anything. And I'm not saying anything.
Period.
That's the rule.
No trophies.
Yeah. Well, that's another day. Actually, was this a wholesome day? I can't tell. Probably not.
Wholesome minus, you know, drunken, outrageous behavior.
Right. I don't think we said the P word.
We sure didn't.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. I think we did great.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of
The Daddy Mommy Show.
We love y'all, bitches. Bye.
Bye.